Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Blog Talk Radio with myself, Pastor Fan, along with Daphne Cooper. Yes, Daphne is an advocate in response to HIV and AIDS stigma. Do you know that more than two decades into the HIV epidemic, stigma and discrimination continues to hamper efforts to prevent new infections and engage people in HIV treatment, care, and support programs? Today, we're going to talk about the stigma that many HIV and AIDS survivors go through, but there is a global AIDS response to prevention and intervention. And today, we're going to hear from a couple of people that would like to share what they feel and what they've experienced regarding stigma and the harmful consequences. There's so much fear of HIV infection going through casual contact with people living with HIV, fear of economic ramifications or social breakdown due to HIV positive family and community members, and prejudice and stereotypes towards HIV victims, or as I say, survivors. So today, we're going to hear, and we're going to listen, and we're also going to pray. This is not a religious program. This is a program for advocacy. But as I always say, one day I was teaching business, and I felt the presence of the Lord. And my brother was with me, and he said he's seen an aura over me. And I said to myself, why? When I got home and I prayed, God said to me, as long as I'm helping people, I'm serving God. So we're here to advocate, to come in agreement with the intervention and prevention programs, and to be part of a support team, because it takes a tribe, a family, to take care of a child, and it takes a tribe and a family to take care of those that have been stigmatized or have been discriminated because they unfortunately have HIV or AIDS. So before we go any further, there's a song that Prophetess Daphne Cooper, she wants everybody to hear, because this is a song that she could relate to and I could relate to. And if you're listening, I believe you could relate to it also. So listen to the lyrics of this song.
About constantly,
she's been
up and down,
she's been
pushed around, but they held her down in NYC.
She has
no regrets,
she
accepts the path, all these things they help to make.
She's
been lost and found,
and she's
still around.
There's
a reason for everything. Yeah,
you know I've been holding on, trying to make me weak, but I still stay strong.
Do and say, no one's telling her who to be.
She's on solid ground,
she's been lost and found, and she answers to
G-O-D.
And she's confident this is not the end. Ask me how I know, cause she is me.
Greetings, my beloved. I am a survivor. I am
celebrating the birthing. I pushed this baby out. I want you to celebrate me on today as I declare and decree the healing power of God. Anything you can surpass. I've been talked about, ridiculed, abused, used, and misused. But now I am a vessel of use. Glory be to God. Yes, I am here standing strong and confident. I'm a phenomenal woman, and I take pride in being an HIV survivor. Oh, my God, I'm celebrating. I wish I had some balloons in the background. And for my listening audience, those that are listening, I love you, my beloved, for standing with me in the gap of my journey. And I would like to tell you that I love you very dearly for not being ashamed of my platform, because I'm here to help those that are negative, to stay negative. For those positive survivors, I am a diva in the house. Oh, relentless, powerful, beautiful in sight and in soul. Now, I would like to start this segment with a poem or a reading called I Didn't Know My Own Strength. Hallelujah. I didn't write this, so it's anonymous. But it goes as follows. Touch, lost touch with my soul. I had nowhere to turn. I had nowhere to go. Last night of my dream, thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength. And I crashed down and tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain and didn't know my own strength. Survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built up to break. I didn't know my own strength. Found hope in my heart. I found the light to life, my way out of the dark. Found all that I need here inside of me. I thought I'd never find my way. I thought I'd never lift that weight. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength. I was crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I did not know my own strength. Survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up. Hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. There were so many times I wondered, yes, how I'd get through the night. I thought I took all that I could take. I didn't know my own strength. And as I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I did not know my own strength. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up. I held my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. I was not built to break. No. I got to know my own strength. That's a poem or a reading from an anonymous person that I got at an HIV AIDS conference that I went to. And yes, I am an HIV AIDS survivor, domestic abuse survivor, molestation survivor, childhood molestation survivor, emotional abuse survivor, psychological abuse survivor. And I stand here in the midst. I'm in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it's beautiful today. And I'm celebrating with you all, my beloved, to join in with me as a celebration for my life and what I went through being diagnosed as HIV positive. Yes, it is a stigma. I've been stigmatized, talked about. But for those that stood by me in the wilderness, I did not break. I'm just laughing with jubilee on today because I'm a mother, a grandmother. I have wonderful family members that celebrate me. And I would like to share about family and the community services that can help others to stay within the walls of HIV positive awareness. But you know what? My platform is not really about HIV, but it's for those that are negative. And that's my platform today. Take me as I am.
All in. That's not the type of thing you call it.
My thing, take me as I am. Beauty for Ashes. But you know what? We're going to talk about community and advocacy and what the community can do for people with certain chronic diseases. It doesn't have to only be HIV. It could be breast cancer. It could be lupus. For those that have been discriminated against and for those that have been stigmatized, it could be mental illness. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you there are resources out there, but I'm taking off the shame today. I have a garment of praise called God. If it wasn't for the Lord that's on my side, I wouldn't have made it through, because this today is a celebration of my soul. Authenticity. It's coming out because I am a bridge, and I would like to enhance and access for those that can't be as verbal as I am. I'm your spokeswoman. Oh, yes, I am. I've been featured in PAWS magazine 4 times. I've been radio, television. I've done many, 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 many events dealing with this cycle and the torment of HIV. I put my face out there, so I'm on the front line. People don't like me anyway because they just don't like me. So I said, why not? Harriet Tubman did it through the underground. The lady that went on the bus, I forgot her name right now. Oh, and she stood and she went in the front of the bus. Wow. It takes courage. Courage. And today I stand courageous. On today, I would like to ask anyone that I have called to speak about any family members that you've had with this chronic illness, and speak about what you saw people react to them and how they responded towards the HIV or AIDS illness in their life. So if there's anybody that would like to adhere and talk now, this is your time and this is your moment. Nobody can see you. We're not pulling out no names. And no, I don't have a prize for you. But it's time out and it's time in, because you never know. There are senior citizens that are being diagnosed now more than ever, that stood in marriages with husbands that tipped out on them. And I see them in the doctor's clinic and I'm like, how? At this late age of 60 and 70, you're just now getting diagnosed? And here I am at 54 years old, inspiring others. Everybody doesn't have this gift to come out and be an advocate, to be a spokesperson. And yes, I want a banner. I want to be seen on bus benches. That's my next step, because my face doesn't describe what I look like. It doesn't say HIV. HIV means human immune deficiency. It's different than AIDS. I surpassed AIDS, which was going to take me out. And I went into my closet when I first got diagnosed by a husband. Now, I wasn't in the street, and I wasn't a thought. Because people look at you like, you deserve that. No. The husband that I married was not honest with his diagnosis, and he affected me on purpose. So women and men, I'm just letting you know, it could have been you. Thank God that they have services for people now. I also would like to mention that I met a nurse, a Christian nurse, that after she found out about my diagnosis, she said after I prayed for her to get her graduate degree and pass her exam, she says, I'm going to Houston, Texas, and I'm going to be a nurse. And she said, if it was up to me, I would ban all medication for HIV people and AIDS. And I looked at her, and that disclosed so much that was inside. But I'm letting you know, beloved, that my friends, my closest friends, the people that really know me for me, yes, I go to their house, I drink from their glasses, I even eat food, I even share food with them. I could take a candy bar, Snickers. Now, Reese cups are my favorite. I could break a Reese cup, and my saliva will not infect them. Ah, I can get a hug, a holy hug. And Pastor Fran has been my friend, and you know, she's never discriminated against me because the power, first of all, we have to get intelligence, and we need to educate ourselves because it is in the Latin and the Black community, and it's taboo. Oh, we can't talk about it. But you know what? I'm going to save somebody's life today. Some people will not disclose their status, won't get health care, case management, or medication because they fear being seen. But it was all about me taking care of my babies. It was all about me taking care of myself. And I stand here as a survivor, undetectable, with a viral load that's very high. I'm just exuberant over the fact that God, after 13 or 14 years after being diagnosed for full-blown AIDS, when I walked in that doctor's office, I wanted to faint. What was I going to do then? And I decided, well, I got to take this lemon and put some sugar on it and make lemonade. So this is my platform, and I'm so proud to be an advocate, an educator, a spokesman for such a wonderful, wonderful cause. Listen, in the colleges now, people that you are sending to college, men and women of God, you're sending your daughters and your sons to college, and they're free. They're not wisdom-minded over using condoms. I don't advocate fornication, but young people in their flesh will fornicate. I'm getting ready to do a campaign with my face on condoms. And I'm getting ready to pass them out wherever. If I go to a church service, somebody's going to need it. Yeah, you may be in denial that your daughter, your son is not having unprotected sex. But me, myself, and I will protect your family, your lineage. Because after hearing my story, seeing the glory on my life, they will see you don't have to be ashamed. Everybody doesn't have to disclose their status. That's not my point. But for those that have been called to this platform, it's time to stand up, be proud, get on the front line, and let's march. Pastor Fran, would you like to share anything at this point? I have no listening audience. Everybody's shame for those that are listening because people are bashful. But I've always been outspoken in the wrong way. I got delivered off of drugs and alcohol, so I've been boisterous all my life. I came from a domestic violence background where my father used to beat my mom, and I was always told to shut up, so I'm rebellious in this area. So nobody can't tell me, shut up, be quiet, because this is my hour, this is my 30 minutes, and I'm going to use it for the goodness and the glory of God. And I hope that you're proud of me, because it takes a woman of distinctive character to come out and stand for a people that can't speak for themselves. Yes, I am a rose in the desert, in the wilderness, speaking and praising God.
Is this live?
This is live, and you could speak whoever's speaking right now. You have the open mic right now. You could share. Hello?
Miss Daphne?
Someone from 4626. We have someone 6149.
Daphne,
is there anyone that's on the radio that want to speak?
Daphne?
You're welcome to speak. Hello, you're welcome
to speak. Yes, come on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, speak.
I just wanted to say hello.
Who are you? Well, I can't say who you are. Where are you calling from? What state?
I'm calling from Jersey City.
Is there anything that you would like to share? Do you know anybody that has been discriminated or stigmatized from this chronic
illness?
Not really. I'm just calling in to listen to the show.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Anyone else? Just share what's on your heart. What have you gone through? Because we need
Hello,
to come
Pastor.
Out. Hi. God bless you.
How are you?
I'm... Oh, Glory. I would like you to share about your prophetic dance and what you have done for me, how you travel with me in my plight. Could you just take a minute or two?
Yes. Well, you didn't know this, but I had an aunt that died from HIV and AIDS. And she came several years ago. She came to live with my grandparents, her father, which is my grandfather. And she had came from Jacksonville, and she was healthy and a beautiful lady. And she fell into drugs and a bad company. And we started to know the difference. She was very healthy. She was very, some people would say thick or whatever that is, but she was very healthy.
That word, sick.
Yeah.
The ninja, as they call it.
Yeah. Yeah. So she began to lose weight, a considerable amount of weight, and then she got she became blind. She had glaucoma or something. What do you call that?
Yes.
And she became blind and just a lot. And we lost her at a young age. She was in just in her late 30s, early 40s.
My God.
And I didn't understand at the time until I met you how this illness could just be so misunderstood. And you got to understand what your life as I was in it, as I just traveled along, my time with you has really been encouraging. You are such amazing, wow. I mean, you just wow me. You know my word, wow.
Wow. W-O-W. I'm going to get the word for that one.
woman of word, woman of worship, woman of wonder. Yeah, all that and more.
And warfare.
So, yeah. Oh, yes. So I'm been so busy at overtime work, but I had to jump online. I was trying to sleep, but he told me, and he texted me, and I had to catch it. I wouldn't miss it. So I just love you, and I do minister in dance, and as I travel, oh my God, traveling with you and just seeing the hand of God move, it was just, I count it all joy. I count it an honor. I mean, and the doors that God had opened for you, I mean, it's just, it was just unbelievable. And it still is unbelievable how God will move. I mean, his word is so true. He says, many are the affliction of the righteous, but he will deliver them out of them all. He says, just trust and believe him.
Come
trust
on now, preach, girl, preach.
Word.
Come on now.
Trust and believe his word, for his word is true. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And I have seen his word manifested in and throughout your life. And I just had to be on here just to encourage you, to thank you, and to say, keep going, woman of God. Hallelujah. You are not alone. You are not alone in this. And I just honor the God that you serve as Ruth and Naomi, as Ruth and I just honor the God that you serve. I've seen God move through your life. I've seen it. I've seen him. I've seen the hand of God.
Not to cut you off, but you have come to New Jersey and stayed in my mother's house.
Yes,
with me through
yes.
the storm when you were, what was that storm?
Hurricane.
It was a hurricane.
Hurricane
and
Andrew.
Yes, this woman of God is my spiritual daughter, everyone. And I call her Princess Tanya because she is totally a princess. We met at Lord and Taylor. And I was diagnosed then. No, I wasn't. I didn't get married. She, matter of fact, we go way back to the point that she was at my wedding with the man, the husband that infected me. Oh, she did my makeup. She was right there. She was there when we, our children grew up together. She came into my mother's house, and my next segment is going to be called Domestic Violence Awareness, and I would like to put you on point. Would you be able to share your story about how you came out of your such tragedy? So you're going to be my next guest. What about that? We're going to give the devil a bang on top of his head because we are beautiful. We have gifts and we've been through hell. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And
amen.
Just to see the glory on our lives. You...
Hallelujah.
Hello?
To give her information so if anyone needs an anointed praise dance in the name of Jesus Christ, how they contact her.
Please tell us where you're from and... Tanya?
Well, I'm located in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and you can either email me at TanyaGodsDancer@gmail.com, and Facebook me as well at TanyaGodsDancer@gmail.com as well. So you'll find me. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. I'm there. Hallelujah. But I'm located in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, I would like also like to say another thing. This woman is so powerful. When you look at her, you would never know that what she's been through. Let me tell you all. She's negative. She's been with me before I got infected through the marriages. Whew, Jesus. Anyway, that's another segment. So me and her and Pastor Fran, we got some stuff to do on this radio broadcast of mine, and I'm giving birth. I just gave labor. I'm on the stirrups. Oh, let me get a blanket for the baby. Anyway, I'm so excited. I'm not Oprah Winfrey. I'm not Atlanta Vanguard. But you know what I am? I'm Daphne Cooper. You need to get your own signature. You don't have to be Juanita Bynum. You don't have to be Takeda Williams. You don't have to be a wannabe. Just be, take me as I am, who you are. And I would like to promote her makeup ministry. Would you like to expound on that? Because she and I have the same ministry where she transforms people. So there, those people that are in Florida region, South Florida, if you need bridal weddings done, I'm promoting. See, it's not all about me because I'm already gorgeous. Huh. And you know what? I'm thinking about doing a reality show. So for those that want to have creative talent, let's do this. This year, we're entrepreneurs, and we're going YouTube all the way. Tanya, let's talk about your beautiful ministry because the Holy Ghost has switched it from HIV because, hey, we can live with it or without it, but we got to remain beautiful. What do you do? What can you advise women to do to take care of their skin? Come on.
Well, you said it, and I was just, it's amazing how you said it, because I was just 2 days ago, I was saying, you know what? I like the word transform. I can transform you. You know what I'm saying? So I when I started the makeup, I mean, I've been doing it since I was 13, but it became a ministry for me when I started dealing with women that thought themselves to be less of a woman. Women that
had self-esteem, right? Low self-esteem.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes, yes. I began to see it as ministry and not just a service. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
And now as I do it, it's not a service, it's ministry to me. Although they may say, oh, she's just doing makeup, whatever. No, you are really, I'm empowering this woman to let her know who she is and how she, hallelujah, can just go, just become who she really is, that inside of her. That strong woman that she is. I'm just helping and I'm just enhancing it. Hallelujah. just enhancing it.
Empowering.
Amen. Amen. So I teach on how good skincare, good health etiquette, skincare. I am an esthetician. I teach on how to cleanse the face.
Listen, I think that my time is, I've been so excited. It's just like a real show. Listen to me next week on Sunday. I'm going to go on Facebook, and I'm excited. Tanya, you got to be my guest next week. Would you do that?
Yes.
You could do it from your bathroom at your job. Come on now. Give me 15 minutes. I just want to tell you that Pastor Fran is a clown. And so I would like you and her to hook up so she can come to your ministry and do the children books and do makeup.
Amen.
See, we're cooperating our own entrepreneurship ministries, okay? It's not about me, but we're going global. For all of those that are interested in emailing me, you can reach me at appleofhiseye102161@gmail.com. Haters, I don't want to hear about what you don't like. This is a positive show about enhancement. Huh. We don't want to hear about what you don't like. If you know anybody that would like to join this radio broadcast and be a guest, because it's about women issues, because HIV is just a component. But you know what? I'm a survivor. What about you? Pastor Fran, give some last words.
Hallelujah. I'm just grateful that we could have, you know, this opportunity at Block Talk Radio. I want to thank Alan Levy, but most important, the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit could use any vehicle, any instrument to glorify his name. And as Tanya was speaking and you were speaking, and I was thinking of Beauty for Ashes, many women need to know that they could be in a better place and they could transform into a better image. And many a times women look at other women, but they don't give them that compliment and say, you know, you look beautiful today, or, you know, your bra is showing, you know. And I believe the ministry of Tanya is going to help many women, especially women that are victim of domestic violence. And for those of you that don't know, domestic violence is not only a man hitting you. It could be a man verbally abusing you, psychologically abusing you, financially abusing you. And as I'm a former social worker in domestic violence, many of my women that survived from domestic violence said they wish that their man would hit her, that they would prefer that than the verbal abuse. And as the Word of God says, the worst part of a body is the tongue. And, you know, with the tongue, we just speak life or death. And here at Block Talk Radio, with Daphne's new segment here and her radio, she's about speaking words of life and speaking of words of encouragement and bringing you to a better place. So if you know anyone that is a victim or survivor of HIV or AIDS or domestic violence, or just want to know that there's people out here that care about them, have them tune in here with Block Talk Radio and with Daphne, you know, or stigma or services. You know, we don't want to promote stigma, but we want to recognize that there is stigma. And as I always say, what people think about you is none of your business. So in the name of the Lord, we're going to put that song that Daphne just wants to use as her model, Take Me As I Am.
God bless you, beloved.
She's been down and out.
She's been
wrote about.
She's been
talked about constantly.
She's been
up and down.
She's been
pushed around, but they held her down.
She has
no regrets.
She
accepts the path. All these things they help to make.
She's
been lost and found,
and she's
still around.
Yeah.
There's a reason for everything. Yeah.
You know I've been holding on, trying to make me weak, but I still stay strong.
Yeah.
Put my life all up in these stones, just so you can feel me,
so you can get the real
me.
Now, don't need no one's telling her what to do and say. No one's telling her who to be. She's on solid ground. She's been lost and found, and she answers to G-O-D. And she's confident this is not the end. Ask me how I know, cause she is me.
This is her segment. I'm here as a co-host. And Daphne, you have 8 more minutes, so have your way.
I just want to interject. Take me as I am. This is the freedom that I have. I've come out my shell. I'm not going back in. I love the liberty of life. I love everyone that has been a part of my journey, the bad, the different, and the ugly. Ah, glory be to God. For those that have seen me from when I came into the journey, but you guess what? There's more to come. I would like you to really contribute any contributions if you feel needed, because I need to get an organization going. I need to do a reality show. And us three ladies, if I have to go to Fort Lauderdale, Miami, to do this, we got to hook up, okay? Because I see great things in the future. We're getting ready to travel, men and women of God. And this is not just for women. For those men that are suffering domestic abuse, transgenders, those that need help, I'm here for you too. There's no prejudice because you're my girlfriends too. I love you. God bless you. And remember, take me as I am. God bless, beloved.